brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number three, we're talking to Wayne Madsen. Wayne Madsen continuing looking at where the world's going. Are things going good for the big mega banks, the cartel operators? Yeah, they're taking over Europe. They're imploding sovereignty everywhere. They've got the Congress here passing laws, put the military on the streets. But as the economy falls apart, more people are undoubtedly waking up. I guess what I'm getting at is, are things going well for them overall, though? Or have they bitten off more than they can chew?
Well, I think what we're seeing now with the street demonstrations popping up, even in small towns in the United States and, of course, around the world, I think the powers, the elites, are worried about people making common cause with one another. Obviously, we know that what's happening in London is being followed by the people in New York and other places who are out there demonstrating. But now we have the City of London police coming out with internal documents stating that the Occupy London people are terrorists. And we know that what happened just here in the United States with the Congress passing this defense appropriation act with this rider stating that people can be picked up in this country by the military and thrown in some stockade somewhere, some Navy brig, and never see the light of day if they're deemed to be terrorists. I think these are all indications that the elites are worried about the mass movement of the people on the street and are going to do everything in their power to try to stop it. But
by the way, Wayne, you're not just saying that. We ran headlines yesterday out of England where they list protesters as terrorists, and then we got the memos that are public now saying anybody protesting is a, quote, low-level terrorist.
Right. And here's my fear, though. My fear is what's happening with the U.S. Postal Service. Remember, the post office was the feather in the cap of one of our founders, Benjamin Franklin, who created the postal service, and now it's in danger of collapsing because of the fraud of the Congress and the fraud of the administrators and the people who've been just pulling the money in what had been a flush system out of that system, and now they're saying it's bankrupt. And when you go to small town America, sometimes the only interaction an American citizen has with the federal government is when they go to that local small post office. And if that disappears, I think we could be seeing these protests sweep across the country in what I would call a sagebrush rebellion. And I think if that happens, we're going to see a lot of people in places like Kansas and Oklahoma. Maybe they haven't been real supportive of what's happening in New York and L.A. and San Francisco and Oakland and other places, but I think they would then realize, why do we need the government when my grandma can't get her Social Security check anymore? We've got to drive 70 miles to a post office because our mail service has been discontinued. And I also think the other part of this, I've always thought about what happens if they take over the Internet. Well, in my case, I have the people who subscribe to my website. In many cases, I have their mailing address. Now, I could easily go to paper and send the Wayne Madsen Report, not .com, but, basically, a Xerox copy out to them through the mail. But if the Postal Service is disrupted and it's privatized and it's handled by FedEx, where it becomes cost prohibitive, then where are we at? We have no backup. We have no backup to the Internet.
Well, that's where it's all moving, is the post-industrial world. Wayne Madsen, thank you so much for spending time with us. And I look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
You bet.
There goes Wayne. Okay, I'm going to get to a smattering of your calls straight ahead. I'm going to briefly get into the collapsing society, the post-industrial world. It's Wayne, which is raising it. Don't have time to make the point now. Then we'll get to the Colbert Report.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up, I'm going to play some clips from the Colbert Report on Comedy Central, where they demonized myself and former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura last night. It's very entertaining. It's very funny. But it's also very deceptive, so I want to play it and then kind of decipher the different layers of brainwashing that are going on here politically. But before I go any further, Wayne Madsen was just mentioning the collapse of society. They're talking about getting rid of Saturday delivery, getting rid of many of the different options at the post office, maybe getting rid of it entirely. And my issue with that is, why are all the services going away now? I was reading reports where all over the country, police aren't responding now, in the case of Oakland, to 35 crimes, including aggravated assault, things like that. I saw reports where police all over the country are saying they're going to have to charge you now if you want them to help lead your motorcade so you don't block traffic and things. When you drive your family member in the hearse to the cemetery to bury them. Why could we always have that and now we can't? You know, it's funny. They write more tickets. The taxes are up. The revenue's up. The gas tax is always bigger. And they say, oh, we want to put a satellite tracker box in there and tax you now because we don't get enough revenue. Then you go, look, they're getting more revenue. It's because it's globalism. It's a plan. It's a post-industrial world. The vast majority of your tax money is siphoned off to pay for the derivatives that the federal government signed on to. Not our debt. And it's the same in every other country. The only country to say no are the Icelanders. The Icelandic nation said no for over a year. They said, we're going to sue you. Your government's going to implode. England's going to list everybody in Iceland, all 400,000 of them, as terrorists. You won't be able to fly out of the country. All the bluff. They said, oh, 92%, or was it 93? 90%+ of the money is owed actually by the very banks that were threatening you. Will you pay the 8%? And Iceland said, yeah, we'll pay that. It was going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars per person of debt they didn't owe. They didn't owe it. You know, they say, well, Europe's in trouble because they get a month of vacation a year. They're lazy in Europe. No, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're not. We're not lazy. There's some lazy people on welfare that are, you know, Democratic voters, basically. And you got all the people on corporate welfare that are Republicans. But the majority of Americans, in fact, they've done international studies, work more than anybody. The average American works something like 12, 13 hours a day, 6 days a week. I know I do. The average American has more than one job. We have one of the highest rates of our women working in this country. Just 50 years ago worldwide, most women didn't work. That was a luxury to not have to work. It was a good thing to take care of the home and take care of the children. That's important. Daddy had to go work in the factory and get his arm caught in the machinery or run the combine. Mama didn't have to. Now, in the Depression, Mama had to get out there and work. The point is that we've been taught this is all a great thing. I saw numbers last night in Bloomberg where they're calling it a man session because the men are having the really bad depression. All designed, folks. All designed. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. I'm going to go to Joe. And then Lyndon, and then Ivan, and then Otter, and everybody else that's holding. It's just that all the services go out the window. The taxes go up. You get pulled over. They nickel and dime you for tickets. And they tell the cops, it's come out. We're going to go bankrupt and lay all of you off if you don't have these quotas. And then that money at the county and city level with the city managers, crooks, pretty much all of them, the vast majority, they've been investing it generally more than 70%, some numbers are more than 80, in the comprehensive annual financial report. That's the real set of books. You're always told about budget, budget, budget. That'd be like if I made $100,000 a year and I told my wife, honey, our budget's only $40,000. And I tricked her, hypothetically, to think $40,000 was everything we made. Because I said budget, budget, budget. Meanwhile, I'm pocketing $60,000 and I've got a whole other family across town with five kids. That's basically, and the Chicago Mafia developed this. It's called the 1313. They had it by the 20s. It was adopted by the Federal Reserve in 1947. The National Security Act was meant to back it up. And they set this up where they get the city council people and the city manager, the city council doesn't know what they're doing. They fly them around, bamboozle them, promise them we'll give your wife, your husband a job, you know, when you get out, or we'll give you a good property deal. Just let the city manager be in there. And the city manager takes that money and invests it in the stock market. Not your pension, not for, no, that's on budget. And then they swindled all that, the derivative. Remember 10 years ago, we talked about how they had enough money to not pay any taxes ever again and pay every American dividends like they do in Alaska or like they do for Native Americans. The wealth is so great that you could live off of it, get a huge dividend. Not ever have to pay taxes again. Many people could just retire at like age 55, the numbers show. Not anymore. They stole it all. The globalists admit their job is to destroy wealth. Their job is to destroy businesses. Their job with the IRS is to shut down the country. NAFTA and GATT shut down the country. Because liberty and the engine of freedom and the engine for human desire is so great, we'd all live like kings. And then we wouldn't need government. They want to keep you on a tiny welfare check, living in a hovel with CPS workers feeding on you, putting your kids on drugs, and then putting them in prison later. To go to college in prison to learn how to come out and deal drugs and rob houses. That's a college, crime college. They've got it all figured out in social engineering, and I, for one, am tired of it. So I read about S&P downgrade threat, a clarion call for euro reform. And they're saying, raise your taxes, cut all your benefits, pay everything to the private banks, or we'll cut your debt rating even more. The very groups that created the debt. But the public is so ignorant, and the media won't tell them that. Here's another one. Anxious Greeks emptying their bank accounts. Der Spiegel. It's already starting here. Bank runs are down the road if this continues. This article, again, is up at Drudge Report. It's also up at Infowars.com right now. And I'm going to cover this on the nightly news this evening because bank runs are the real deal. In fact, I'm going to have a news package done. I was going to send Darren McBreen out on cloning. I think I'm going to go out and do some Out on the Street too soon, but I'm so busy. I want to go out and ask folks about bank run. Would they ever take their money out of the account? What do they think of folks that are doing it? What do they think of banks that trying to give people their money back? That's what we need to cover. Okay, let's go to your calls. It's just that our system's rotting, and it's by design. It's not going to get better. People always say, well, the politicians are trying to fix it, but they're too dumb. Oh, Newt Gingrich will fix it, or Donald Trump will. It's not that the government doesn't know how to fix it. It's working just fine. The top 1% get richer and richer, and then they're going to sick the lower classes, the working classes, almost left of the middle class, saying, get them rich people. Oldest trick in the book. Pressure from above and below. Joe in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, God bless you, Alex, and your reporting, your reporters, and all you do.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'm calling out. I just want to make a quick comment and ask a question and listen off air. My comment was I had heard you talk a while back about the private property issue and game wardens coming on your property during the hunting thing, and I just wanted to suggest that, as I do on my gate, just state or put a, you can go down to a print shop and get you a cheap sign. It says, this property protected by SB, State Bill 378. And just wear a firearm and your life and on your property. And my question was,
now to show my ignorance, tell me about that bill.
It's a Texas Castle Law, State Bill 378.
Oh, sure, the Castle Law. Yeah, saying anybody comes on your property without a warrant, bye-bye. Well, I mean, here's the deal. It's not even, it's my dad's property. I guess it's mine. The point is, it's an old family ranch out in East Texas, and my family's been there forever. Family worked at the county and stuff. I'm not going to get into the whole story. And you're constantly harassed. I mean, I've told the story of my dad, you know, taking his uncle who was dying of pancreatic cancer. He's dead now. Last time he hunted, taking his deer, state police flipping out, threatening him, grabbing guns out. And they're like, it's legal for the landowner to transport the deer. No, it's not. Shut up. And then now the game warden is showing up and, you know, wanting to go in buildings and stuff. And it's just, it's not America. Being pulled over by the state police and them wanting to search my car and checking my tent and asking me questions. It's not freedom. Get out of my life. I'm not a drug dealer like your government. I'm sorry. I'm not a criminal. You are. Get out of my face. I mean, you see what I'm sorry. Go ahead. You had a question.
You're correct, Alex. And my question was, what is your opinion on what's going to happen that they're investigating the Justice Department and Holder on the Fast and Furious thing?
This has already said. Second Amendment. They don't even need a law. They're ordering, as you know, four states, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, to not sell more than, when they sell two guns now, they file a suspicious transaction with the ATF, as if the ATF didn't already have the computer file with the NICS system. It's all about the gun shops doing something that's unconstitutional. It's all about setting the precedent. When the ATF criminals say something, they do it. What's your take on that? Oh, the phone system just shut down. I'm sorry. Callers are going to have to call back in. I never seen that happen before. My phone system just said idle and hung up on everybody. So that's too bad. We'll go to break here. I don't have any audio either going out to break. Something going on? All right. Okay, we're going to be right back after this break with, if you got hung up on, please nobody else call. Just if you're a listener who got hung up on 800-259-9231, we'll try to get you back up on the system. I apologize that the phone system had a little bit of a hiccup.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available. The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all-natural cotton. It's ultra-soft, ultra-warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, let's go back to your calls, and then when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to break down this little hit piece. It's multifaceted from the Corbett Report last night, against yours truly and others. Another masterpiece in misrepresentation, but it is funny. Right now, let's go to Otter in Mass. Otter, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, my. Okay, you surprised me there, because we got disconnected, and blam, there you are. Well, hello, human being and patriot, and bless you. I just... There's just so much information coming down, and I'm amazed at the prescience that you exhibit. You are so focused on all of this that I get on the phone and I think I'm going to say X, Y, or Z, and you say it while I'm sitting here waiting. So, ditto to everything that's been going on. A while back, and you mentioned just recently about the, actually a caller called in about the RT report, and you haven't gotten back to it, but the Russian ship going up and then blaming us, et cetera, it only makes sense. Of course we would do something like that because, you know, everything's got to be under the thumb. You know, we've got to show them that, and we isn't necessarily the United States. I think one of the things that I'd like to say is that there are sovereign nations within this country. And, yes, all the treaties have been broken forever. If you go back a couple decades ago, you'll find a Mohawk Reserve, half in New York, a quarter in Ontario, a quarter in Quebec. And the progressives decided to build casinos. You go to someone like Russell Means' site, and you'll see that the statistics of cancer and alcoholism and suicide, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, yes, the BIA has got its thumb on these, but they are sovereign. And if you look at MSM, you'll see footage from spring of several decades ago. You'll see someone on the west end of the blockade because the traditionalists said, no, gambling is not right, and we're not going to have this and all of the detriments that come with it fall upon us.
That's well, all over the United States, they're trying to give national ID cards through Homeland Security to the Navajo and others, and it's just a terrible, absolutely terrible idea. I mean, you're right, there are sovereign nations within this country and within Canada, and the sterilization of natives, all of it, everything you see practiced on Native Americans is the model, admittedly, of the New World Order. Hitler's concentration camp model was off of the reservation model here, the Jewish ghettos in Prague, all of it. Great points. Good to hear from you. Appreciate you calling in, Otter. Always great to hear from you. Let's go ahead and who's been holding the longest once we got the phone systems back up? Ryan in California, you're on the air, then Lyndon and others. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to let you know the Sublime album with Rome. If you look at the album cover, you'll see the all-seeing eye, and there's colors purple, yellow, and green. That means something, and I looked up the article on the guy who designed this album cover, and I thought, because I like the band and everything, I thought, oh, it's the Illuminati, you know, going to mess with my mind or whatever. But if you listen to it, the first song, Panic, it talks about the bankers and the globalists. And,
yeah, well, just because somebody puts pyramids and all-seeing eyes on something doesn't mean they support it. That's like Rick Linkletter made A Scanner Darkly off Philip K. Dick's book. I was a consultant on it. I was in it, worked with Tommy Pallotta, you know, some. I mean, I'm honored a little bit. I contributed. And you know, some of the scenes, they're openly wearing Illuminati symbols and talking about it. It's not subliminal. They're exposing the government dealing drugs and that it's the Illuminati. And people are like, that's an Illuminati movie. It's like we today put up a graphic of like, you know, these robots running the Matrix, and it's like a pinball machine with all-seeing eyes. We're pointing out that's who runs it. That's the system we're going towards. It's not that exactly. I mean, you've hit the nail on the head again.
Yeah, you're right, too, because I started listening to the music, and on it, the Panic is talking about, like, the globalists, the bankers, and saying, you know, don't you wish your worth is your money, or along those lines. I don't memorize it by heart yet, but...
popular music, as I scan through all of it, all the popular music, whether it's hip-hop, country music, rock and roll, all the new stuff is... It's not just Muse. It's not just Rush. It's everything. I mean, everywhere. It's anti-New World Order, anti-globalist, anti-corruption. Revolution calling! Revolution calling! I mean, the people are waking up, and that's manifest through the art. The globalists are not in control. They're scared.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to write down a piece of propaganda from Comedy Central in a moment. Then I'll get to this short clip of Bruce Fine breaking down how despotism operates and why people in government follow orders that are clearly illegal, unconstitutional, and criminal. That's all coming up, and then some more news. But anxious Greeks emptying their bank accounts. Many Greeks are draining their savings accounts because they are out of work, face rising taxes, or are afraid the country will be forced to leave the Eurozone. By withdrawing money, they're forcing banks to scale back their lending and are inadvertently making the recession even worse, which is what the IMF plan calls for. Then the riots happen, then total confidence is destroyed, and the bankers come in and buy it up. Remember when Steve Forbes, 3-4 months ago, was over in Greece, and Max Kaiser ran into him, and Steve Forbes knew Max, and said, "It's great, you ought to come into the meetings with us. We're going to buy everything up for pennies on the dollar. This is awesome." That's how arrogant they are. I actually ran into Steve Forbes one time at a hotel, too. That guy must be all over the place. In Dallas, I'm walking up to my room. It was like 15 years ago. And I was up there visiting a girlfriend before I met my wife. And I'm walking up, and it's like right across to Steve Forbes. I'm like, "Steve Forbes." And we doesn't matter. Boy, he's an ugly little creature in person. I don't usually go off looks. I don't care, but he is just like a rat. He looks like a demonic rat or something. It looks like his face was run over by a lawnmower. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm being mean, and I shouldn't be. Just another globalist. I'm sick of all of them. Now, we are carrying a new film that I am in, and that I can say conservatively is the best and only modern film about the Oklahoma City bombing. And the reason this is important is because the globalists are been hyping, staging new terror attacks. You've seen White House advisors like Robert Shapiro and the Financial Times of London and others talk about there needs to be a new Oklahoma City to blame libertarians and conservatives and to sick Homeland Security on domestic groups and for Obama to pose as a savior. Now, even if Obama was to be thrown out of office, the next president may do this as well, because Homeland Security is for the American people. It is the new film. We just got it in. And if you order it by the 19th, it will be shipped to you by Christmas. So everybody should get a Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. That's what insiders call staged terror attacks, is a noble lie. We did this because the radical domestic groups are getting in the way of our utopian collectivist control freak eugenics new world order. So we'll blow it up and blame them. And it's an incredible film with eyewitnesses, with victims, Jane Graham, you name it, the wife of Terrence Yakey, only interview ever, top of the year, saved all the people, saw the ATF involved, they murdered him good. It's got the grand juror, Hoppy Heidelberg, the head grand juror, all of them. In fact, I can show you the back of it here if we document cam shot it. The point is that this is the only modern definitive, and it's got incredible high-def archival footage I've never seen before. Just amazing. In 1995, the bombing in Oklahoma City was a direct blow to the heart of America. 168 people were killed, including 19 children. For those watching the nightly news, terrorism had come home. For years following the bombing, countless victims, family members, survivors, rescuers, and ordinary Americans have questioned the official accounts about that fateful day, hoping to shed light on answers long ignored and censored, both by prominent media outlets and the U.S. government. A noble lie peels back what we thought we knew about the bombing and its perpetrators. The film exposes information never before examined or brought to the attention of the American public. A noble lie is the culmination of years of research, and how Bill Clinton did it, by the way. This is a way to wake up conservatives about government-sponsored terror. And research and documentation conducted by independent journalists, scholars, and ordinary citizens, often risking their personal safety and sanity. They have gathered evidence which threatens to expose the startling reality of what exactly occurred at 9:02 a.m. on April 19, 1995, Oklahoma City. Utilizing footage and eyewitness testimony previously unseen, a noble lie will change forever the way you look at the true nature of terrorism. And I consulted a bit on this film and was also interviewed for it. It is powerful. It is the only modern film. There were a few made the year after it happened that were excellent and exposed it. I have a chapter in Road to Tyranny about it that's extremely powerful, but it's only about 30 minutes. This is a full-length film with expanded extras with the latest info. This proves it was a government-sponsored terror attack, and it proves the motive, who did it, names. It's a very dangerous film. A noble lie. I'm going to be interviewing the directors and people that were involved in it off and on for the next few weeks. They rushed to get this out, but they took their time. It took them years to do it, and they finally rushed to get it out. Here, and I've been working on this at least 2 years that I know of. So get it today, Infowars.com. Pre-order now. It officially comes out next week, and it'll start shipping. But I've been authorized to start shipping these as early as Friday. So here it is, A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995. Perfect to give to friends and family, the gift of awakening, available at Infowars.com, or you can simply call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can also get all 18 of my films on DVD and get all your Christmas shopping done in one whack for $99.95. We've never offered anything even close to that, and it comes with bumper stickers and citizen rule books. Again, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me now shift gears. Right as I went live today, Tim Frugier ran up here and said, you were on the Colbert Report last night on Comedy Central. And been there, done that. They've talked about me on there before. I've been on The View, Nightline, Jay Leno's talked about us, whatever. The mainstream media are legends in their own minds. But when I started watching it, it was so funny, I died laughing and couldn't quit as I went live on air. I think I was laughing and then realized I couldn't stifle it. It was going to look crazy when I went on air. So I just said, go ahead and take me on air laughing. It'd be the only way to explain either why I didn't make it on air or why I had tears in my eyes when they went live, because it was so funny. It says, oh, the evil of the Denver airport. And then it cuts to an old lady who's a greeter with brochures there in a cowboy hat saying, hi, welcome to Denver International Airport. And then she turns into like a reptoid vampire. And that just set me off. And some of the other scenes. I haven't even watched all this yet. This piece from the Colbert Report. We're not going to play it all because it gets into, you know, making fun of conspiracy theorists. Where, oh, look, there's obelisk at the airport. Yeah, and the god Anubis and all this Egyptian stuff there. At least last time I was there. You know, we do point out that it's phallic symbols of the male god and that domes are the breast of the female, the god and the goddess. I mean, this is all admitted. We have a Mithra cult basically running things. I had History Channel here just last week taping five episodes of what's the name of the show? I won't even give the name of the show until it comes out. The point is that this is real. But what they do in this piece, at least the first couple minutes I watched, I didn't have time to watch the whole thing. We're going to watch it now together and analyze it and critique it as fair use, is looking at it, it's like 2012, end of the world. And then they cut to Jesse Ventura, myself, and others and imply that we're saying there's an end of the world. Or if we talk about Illuminati iconography and symbolism and archetypes, we're saying it's the end of the world. And guaranteed, when 2012 comes and goes, I'm tempted just to churn a film out because I started one and then never released it on 2012 and how it's a hoax. Because it's such a deception. It's such a scam. It's going to come. It's going to go. But things are going to be crazy because the globalists have timed it all out. They have done the whole 2012 hoax because they know a lot of people are agnostics or atheists. But they want you to have the same false Christian doctrine that it's the end of the world every week, so nobody ever gets politically involved or fights corruption. Oh, it's the rapture next week. Why should I care? You know, that cop out. Well, even if it is, you still your duty to expose corruption. I hear mainline Christians, oh, praise God, the government wants to put microchips in us. That means Jesus will soon return. My Bible says you go through the tribulation, God defeats the devil, the archangel ties up the devil in the chains, and then the people are raised from the dead. But whatever. Regardless, let's not even get into religion here. The point is they want a secular version of it's the end of the world. Why be involved? And that's what the whole fake New Age 2012 thing is. The Mayans thought that the world was on the back of an alligator or a crocodile. The Mayans said that a new hearth is lit at 2012. The Mayans hadn't invented the wheel. They were certainly interesting and took a lot of hallucinogens and tortured themselves while they did and human sacrifice. Again, it's all just Timothy Leary-esque New World Order stuff from the 60s and 70s, kind of a missionariat, protectorate, foregone conclusion, self-fulfilling prophecy that you can't do anything, it's the end of the world. And that's what 2012 is. It's a big cop-out. But there's going to be the added fraud of that I am then going to be blamed when it doesn't end. Okay, I've never said it's the end of the world. I've never said that's going to happen. They could release a bioweapon, a nanotech system. They could have a nuclear war and end our civilization. That could happen. CERN could do something, but that's not being discussed. It's all end of the world, self-fulfilling, and it is the end of the world as we know it. The world government's forming. The Age of Aquarius, the Illuminati, it's all happening. The overthrow of the system that Newt Gingrich talks about, it's here. And so they just mix it in there that you're all a bunch of crazies. You think old women are reptoid lizards if you question it. And so I'm going to play parts of it and then stop it and start it and analyze it here right now because it's very informative to, again, learn their different tricks of propaganda. Here it is from last night. The 2012.
But how exactly will the end times end? This is...
Loch Ness Monsters.
Mysteries of the Ancient Unknown. 2012, End of Times. America, long may she wave, but how long? When the end times come, the last words you hear just may be...
Welcome to Denver International Airport.
Hit pause. Okay, they don't show you any of the serious murals, or they don't show you the serious pyramids and Anubis and obelisks. They just make fun of everybody and have the lady turn into a creature. So again, America, long may she wave. The globalists are killing America. They are killing the private property Bill of Rights Constitution. But see, they're implying that, oh, these people say America's dead. How dare them? That's why that old guy at the Grand Canyon, when I was pointing out the UN sign, got real mad and told me to basically shut up. He didn't like hearing about it. You see, I'm the one hurting America, actually pointing out that the banks are taking it over through fraud. So we've just seen the old woman turn into a goblin. Now let's go to the next clip.
Denver International Airport. It may look like a transportation hub, but conspiracy experts have long speculated that there's something more sinister going on.
There's a lot of strange things about this airport.
Secret bunkers built for a 2012 apocalypse.
To bring Americans in on aircraft, disappear underground, into prisons and execution centers.
Denver Airport's runways have resembled a Nazi swastika.
Many believe it's being used for government cover-up.
Super creepy.
What the hell is this?
What the hell indeed?
Obviously
not all.
Hit pause. Now, Colorado is the designated backup for Congress after Camp David. There's giant underground bases all over the place publicly there. Cheyenne Mountain's there. Northcom is based there. They've had giant building equipment. And I've talked to some of the construction people who won't come on air, of course, but they've been on record here on the show, disguising their voices years ago, that, yeah, there's underground stuff. They use different crews. The dirt piles up and is hauled away. It's a giant facility. There's COG bases all over the place, and they just make a big joke out of it. And it's got weird murals of, like, Nazis chopping up children and stuff and weird Masonic stuff and weird pyramids and obelisks. But see, we're the nuts for talking about it. Let's continue.
All of these theories can be true. So we went to find out what's the real story here.
The real story here at Denver International Airport is we're an airport.
This is airport spokesman Jeff Green. He doesn't want you to know what's really going on here.
What's really going on here at the airport is we are operating flights in and out on a daily basis. We're operating just like any normal airport.
And? Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Think again.
Strange art. Mysterious architecture. Signs. What is going on in Denver?
Again, it's on record that they're training the military, particularly in Colorado, to take on the American people, to suspend Congress under Bush's executive order that Obama continued to do all of this, to admittedly, I've seen it in the Rocky Mountain News before they went bankrupt, and the Denver Post that they bought a bunch of multi-million dollar incinerators for during plagues. They've got giant federal processing center in Oklahoma where they fly prisoners from all over the country. They've got all sorts of weird drills that go on in Denver and at the airport for mass arrest. This is all admitted. I have articles today about them listing protesters as terrorists. And Mobile sells all of this, but we're all just crazy kooks. You know, they point at a men's bathroom sign and say, and there's signs. You know what? There's a big deal at Denver Airport because people know what's going on there. And they know what's going on at Colorado Springs, 30, 40 miles down the road. There are underground bases. It's on record. Let's go back to the clip.
No one has been able to crack the code until now. William Tapley is a sweet 72-year-old man who loves the outdoors, working in his garden, and exposing the truth. So while others spout crackpot theories about aliens and hidden bunkers, William Tapley has discovered the answer that was...
Hit pause. While they talk about aliens and they cut to me, I don't talk about aliens, and everybody knows that. They put the camera on me, Alex Jones, and say aliens. And then they cut to this guy who says that there's phallic symbols and then don't show you what he's talking about. They've got obelisk all over the stinking thing. They've got giant 60-foot Egyptian gods. I shot video of it when I flew out to Hardin, Montana. Go ahead and finish the part about the phallic symbols. Here it is.
In our face the whole time.
Phallic symbols. You know, I see an awful lot of phallic images in the Denver airport. In fact, I'm accused that I see them everywhere. And believe me, I don't. Phallic symbols. Phallic symbols. Phallic, 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 phallic shapes, phallic. Somebody's butt. Phallic symbols. Phallic worship. Phallus.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. I mean, it is true. The globalists are nuts. Reporting on what they do is crazy. I mean, what do you think the Washington Monument is? On record, it's George Washington's. It's incredible. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Oh, man, what a hit piece. By the way, I don't talk about UFOs. They're trying to discredit us. We'll be right back.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car.
Alright, it's the final segment. I didn't get to the Bruce Fine video. I'll just have Kurt and Emma post it at Infowars.com. And I'll try to play it tomorrow. We got some big guests coming up in the week. I'll just leave it at that. I got some really bad news here. Reuters reports that in San Antonio, Texas, that's just south of me, woman denied food stamps, kills herself, shoots children. Now, roughly 7 million people were reported to have starved to death or died of complications from malnutrition during the 10 years of the Great Depression. Major university studies show. You can look them up. That's when 90% of the public was somewhat self-sufficient and rural, or had rural self-sufficiency skills. Now those numbers are flipped. Right at 90%, some studies show 91%, are urban and don't know how to basically tie their own shoelaces. Now, when society collapses, and it's designed to, that's the globalist stated goal. Things aren't going to get better with Newt Gingrich because he doesn't want them to get better, or with Al Gore, or with any of these criminals, or with Obama. That's what I keep explaining to people. Government isn't idiots. They're not morons. They know what they're doing. They want to totally collapse our society so they can come back as the saviors and re-engineer it. That's how they plan to finally get the guns. Ask yourself, how would tyrants take over? How they're doing it. And they do this incrementally, testing every stage of it to make sure that they've got everybody properly brainwashed. A woman in the border city of Laredo, Texas, the article's out of San Antonio, who was angry because she had been denied food stamps, killed herself, and shot and critically wounded her two children. What a scumbag. She should have given the children to family. 38-year-old woman entered the Texas Health and Human Services Commission office in downtown Laredo on Monday afternoon and demanded to speak to a supervisor. An investigator, Joe Bazia of the Laredo Police Department, said. And it just goes on that she shot herself and the children. But don't worry, a SWAT team managed to evacuate the people. I love these articles where when somebody's attacking something, they lock it down so you can't get out. The Greeks are taking their money out of the banks. It's already starting here. I mean, this is not going to be pretty. We're in a depression, but the media keeps telling everything's fine. Now, here's the even bigger news. China's WHO urges Navy to prepare for combat. This just came out minutes ago. What was Wayne Madsen talking about? The so-called U.S. military, that's the occupied U.S. military, the globalist-controlled, hijacked military, is starting to circle around China and trying to cut off their oil in Iran. And you're like, why do they want to do that? Why do these people always, different empires, start wars? That's why they're an empire. And you're going to pay for it, I'm going to pay for it, in rights and money and our good name, unless we get control of our government again. But the government list trying to get control of your government is some type of terrorist action when it couldn't be more American. Chinese President Hu Jintao today urged the Navy to prepare for military combat amid growing regional tensions over maritime disputes and a U.S. campaign to assert itself as a Pacific power. Yeah, U.S. campaign. Moving military bases into Aussie land. The Navy should accelerate its transformation to modernization in a sturdy way and make extended preparations for military combat in order to make greater contributions to safeguard national security. That is the Communist Party. Addressing the powerful Central Military Commission, he said, it just goes on. Prepare for war with the U.S., but the TSA is busy grabbing our genitals. See you back tonight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.